Okay, guys, welcome to Truth Hurts Radio. This is your host, Charlie Giuliani, and got an interesting show lined up for you tonight. I don't know if I'm going to have time to get through it all. I usually don't. I'm actually going to be covering two different subjects, if time permits. The second part of the show, I'm going to be talking about global warming. And the first part, though, I want to talk about gun control. These are two important issues that are being pushed heavily through the media, have been for a good many years now, particularly global warming. And I want to talk about what really lies behind this. Is there any truth to it? If so, what's the cause of it? And why are they pushing it so heavy? Is there some hidden agenda here? Well, you know, as it turns out, there's a whole lot of things going on in this world today that have hidden agendas. And for those of you who have been tuning in regularly, you know that the hidden agenda is world government. That's what lies behind a whole lot of things that are going on in this Orwellian world that we live in. And always, if you dig deep enough or climb that ladder high enough to see what's going on up at the top, you'll discover that that is the hidden agenda. Ultimately, this is where all of this is tending. It's leading us toward a complete tyrannical system of world government. They're lying to us, they're suckering us, creating all kinds of scams, or blowing things out of proportion to get us to acquiesce, to go along with their little scheme, to give up rights and freedoms, such as what they're doing with the so-called war on terror. They're getting us to give up our rights, to acquiesce to their power grabs, whereas otherwise, you know, we would never do this. But because we're being misled, you know, people are falling for it. But as I've been pointing out in previous shows, you know, they're talking about giving up rights to gain security. But we're not getting either one, are we? We're not getting security, that's for sure. How could we be getting security when our borders are wide open? And when they're telling us that any day we could be attacked again, it's going to be a spectacular one, they're saying. It's going to be major, mass casualty-producing event. Well, of course, they know about this because they're planning it. They want it to be a mass casualty-producing event so they can justify taking away what few rights we've got left. But they've been lying to you, telling you that if you continue to give up your rights and give them more and more and more power, that they'll give you security in exchange. But again, they're not doing that. They're not even professing to do that. I mean, they're telling you that that's what's going to happen, but then they turn around and they're admitting to you that you're going to get attacked at any given moment. It's doublespeak, folks. They're playing with your heads. They want you so spinning that you don't know which way is up or down, and you just throw your arms up in the air in despair of ever being able to figure this thing out, and you'll just keep going along with the program and keeping your mouth shut, staying in the corner, and letting them get away with what they're doing. But it's high time that we wake up to what they're doing and let them know we're not going to stand for it anymore, because these shenanigans are not going to stop. In case you haven't noticed, they're going to keep getting worse and worse till it gets to a point where there isn't going to be any semblance of freedom left, because what they're after is absolute total domination. Like every tyrant in history, they want to rule the world and turn this whole planet into a slave camp. They want to reduce all the nations of the world to third world status. And in case you haven't noticed, that's exactly where we're heading. It's no accident that over the past several decades, our living standards have dwindled consistently and persistently. Working class people, millions of them, have now been reduced to poverty levels while working. And it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. They've now seized two of the largest oil reserves in the world with their phony wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. And yet the price of oil, the price at the pump for gas, has more than doubled in the past few years since the Iraq war. Now, how can that be? Well, I'll tell you how. They've secured their monopoly of this commodity. And having done that, there's nobody out there serious enough to pose a threat to their price-setting monopoly. So they're charging whatever they want. There's no competition. Common sense would dictate that when you have the bulk of a commodity at your disposal, the price can come down now. But the very opposite is true when you're dealing with these scoundrels. They're going to raise the price because, again, there's no competition to threaten them. Why do they do it? Because they can. And all they needed to do to get away with this fiasco is to sucker you into thinking that you were attacked on 9/11 so they can go in, steal the oil, and secure that monopoly, and then suck more money out of your pockets while taking away your jobs by the millions, sending them over to India and China, and then driving the wages down of the few jobs we have remaining with the mass influx of illegal aliens, which is also helping to serve to dilute patriotism and turn people against one another so we don't recognize who the real enemy is. In case you didn't notice, guys, this past, Tuesday night, Vicente Fox was on with Larry King on CNN, and he admitted stuff that many of us already knew, but he's now come out and admitted it officially, that him and Bush did meet a couple of years ago, and they did plan this North American Union scam, and that there is an Amaro coming our way. They're getting rid of the dollar, guys. There goes the rest of your economy. Not that our current dollar is worth a hoot anyway, but there won't be anything that even looks American on the surface. You're going to have an Amaro. No more dollar. Your economy will be obliterated. They plan to kick this into gear by 2010, if not before then. They prefer to do it even before then. They're just too impatient. They can't wait. And what would precipitate that would be another fake 9/11 attack. Crash the economy. They can force you to go fight. Whether you know it's a scam or not won't matter to them at that point because they'll have absolute tyranny imposed on us. The Gestapo walking up and down the streets with the tanks, with the AK-47s. Anyone dare step out of line or question them, they'll simply blow you away. That's what they want to be able to do. That's what they'll need to do, be able to pull that off. And the way to do it, guys, again, is another fake terrorist attack. Crash the dollar, they'll introduce the Amaro, they'll blame Iran for it, get you to sucker into fighting that war for them. Seize even more oil reserves, grab up even more territory in the Middle East, and, of course, pleasing that wonderful nation that calls itself our ally and yet gets caught spying on us constantly. I think you know the one I'm talking about. I'll be having a lot more to say about that wonderful little nation in the Middle East on upcoming shows. You know, that nation whose lobbyist group passes laws that try to convict us of hate crimes because we speak against its corrupt policies. Should we question, for example, their mass slaughtering, their genocide against the Palestinian people? I think you know what one I'm talking about now. Yeah, that one. Got a lot to say about that interesting little nation in upcoming shows. Anyway, for today, let's get to the issue at hand here. Gun control. This, guys, is the aim of the elites that pull the strings behind the curtain. They want you disarmed. That's all there is to it. They don't want you to have guns because you can pose a threat to their coming reign of tyranny, to their little martial law scheme. If you have weapons, they can't control you so easily. So they want to disarm you. Let us take a look at the George Orwellian doublespeak garbage they've been cramming down our throats, though, shall we? Let's look at these schizophrenic, massively contradictory policies, just like the war on terror. Give up your rights, we'll keep you safe, and yet we get the borders wide open so that any crackpot terrorist who wants to can come into this country easily without anybody stopping them. Let's look at the schizophrenia here with this gun control legislation. They're telling you to give up your guns. Oh, you don't need them anyway because we're going to keep you safe. And yet, look what happened during the L.A. riots after the Rodney King verdict. There were so many lootings and riotings going on, the police actually fled the city and left the people defenseless against these thugs. I wonder how many suckers there were in L.A. back then who gave up their guns to the local LAPD, thinking that this was a part of keeping them safe. And then they discovered that being defenseless, they had no means with which to defend their property against the thugs that were breaking in and stealing and looting and setting fires. Unbelievable. Trust us. Give us your weapons and leave yourself defenseless so that when some major riot occurs, we'll just take off and leave you alone at the mercy of the thugs. But of course, the real thugs to be afraid of aren't the rioters and looters. It's the federales. And now, as it turns out, even the local and state police now are not to be trusted anymore. A growing number of them are losing their conscience and selling out to the system. Police departments around the country are becoming militarized. The federal government, I've talked about this on previous shows, the federal government is giving them military weapons, guys. Giving them armored vehicles. And they're engaging around the country in military and paramilitary-type tactics in law enforcement. They're actually conducting joint training exercises with the military, local and state police. I mean, you got to ask yourself, what's going on here? Can you trust these guys who, as it turns out, are tasering old ladies, tasering young kids, senior citizens, many of them dying from heart attacks? Can you trust these thugs to hand your weapons over to them? Forget the average thug on the street without a badge. How about the thugs with the badge? It's unbelievable. What is wrong with people in this country? They're trusting these thugs, handing their guns over. And let's look at the real facade behind this, shall we? The whole reason they're telling you to hand your guns in is to keep the streets safe. But we all saw what happened at Virginia Tech, didn't we? Many students came forward and said that they could have easily stopped that shooter if they were allowed to carry their weapons on campus. But because they were not allowed to do that, but in fact had to leave their weapons in their cars, they were not able to stop the madman, and that's how we got away with his crime. But let's look at this even deeper. They've been having gun drives around the country. They've been telling you to hand over your unregistered weapons. Now, there's a scam right there, isn't it? Unregistered weapons? Illegal possession of firearms. Is there really such a thing? When the Constitution says that the right of the people to bear arms shall not be infringed, how can you possibly be in possession of illegal firearms? The Constitution is your gun permit, ladies and gentlemen. Boy, have you been suckered. But they'll tell you to hand in your guns to make the streets safer. Well, we've already seen that doesn't make the streets safer, but let's dig a little deeper and see what the real underlying fiasco is behind this, shall we? Who hands in their weapons when they have the gun drives? Is it Bobby the burglar? Is it Robbie the rapist? Oh, heck no. Bobby the burglar and Robbie the rapist don't go by the law. They're outlaws. So do these gun drives have anything to do with curtailing crime when criminals don't hand their guns in? Who hands their guns in when they have the gun drives? Law-abiding citizens hand their guns in. And that's just exactly who they want to disarm. Are you getting the picture now? Hello? Do you see the scam they're pulling over on you? And yet, how many people are falling for it? Dumb, mindless sheep that they are. Good little compliant sheep, though. They don't mind handing their guns into these thugs who are going to use the tasers on them, who are going to come in like the good little Gestapos that they are and kick your door in, claiming that you've been found to be a drug dealer. And then, of course, they don't find any evidence of drug dealing. But that's okay, because many states now, under their new laws, California is a good example, they can keep your house if they raided it over drugs, even if they don't find evidence of drugs. Case in point, a few years back, it was about 10 years ago, there was a guy, his last name was Scott, recently retired. Him and his wife bought a nice piece of property out in Malibu, and that's where they decided to settle down and retire. Well, one day, Mr. Scott gets a call from California and the State Department, and actually, I think it was the Highway Department, California Highway Department. They wanted to expand a parking lot near to his property to accommodate more visitors at a local state park. And he said, "No, sorry, I'm not interested." He said, "I just bought this piece of land. Me and my wife are very happy with it. We've worked for this all our lives. This was our dream, blah, blah, blah." Well, guess what they did? They got some thug who said that he was growing marijuana on the property. Of course, the whole thing was a lie. And that's all they needed. They never investigated to see if there was marijuana growing on the property. Why do that? No, this is more fun. We'll just go in and raid his house. And they did. They busted in the middle of the night. And he hears these thugs breaking in. So what does he do? Like most Americans, he grabs his gun. The few that actually have guns anymore that haven't been suckered into handing them over. And he goes out in the living room to prevent these assailants from, robbing his home. And what happens? These thugs, these criminals with a badge, opened fire on him right there in his own living room. Shot him point blank, dead right there in his living room. And do you know what they did? Because of the new California state law that says that agencies that invade homes because of drugs in the war on drugs, even if evidence isn't found of drug dealing or drug use, they still get to keep the properties and the cars, the vehicles, whatever, as booty to fund the agency. That's where most of your drug war agencies get their funding from, guys. They get it from taking people's property. And again, you don't have to be a drug dealer if they simply want to target you. It's unbelievable that they can have a law like that, but they do. Many other states do, too. And in fact, it's due to go nationwide pretty soon. Anyway, that woman, Mr. Scott's wife there, she not only lost her husband that evening, she lost her home. She lost her property. They took it all. Oh, they not only got their parking lot expanded, but they got that whole piece. I think it was about 60 acres. They got the whole thing, ranch, everything. He had just bought it, paid for the whole thing, and now they were settled down, that were going to spend their retirement years there. This is what's going on in your country, guys. You'd better wake up to it and fast. This is why they want people disarmed, so they can't defend their property. They can just come in and take whatever they want, whenever they want. You got that new asset forfeiture seizure law. Oh, that's a pretty, pretty little piece of legislation there. Now, not only the government, but corporations can take your property away. Walmart happens to drive by and see your piece of property and likes the looks of it. They just come in and take it away from you, give you 2-3 cents on the dollar for it. You better shut up or we'll just lock you away. Unbelievable. Land of the free and home of the brave, huh? We've become land of the fee and home of the slave. How can we be free when we've got laws like this in place? How can we be free when our Constitution is being trampled and undermined at every single turn? Our leaders pay no regard to it except for the lip service garbage they give when they swear their oath of allegiance to it and then turn around and trample it underfoot and use it as a piece of toilet paper. Okay, guys, here's something to consider. Washington, D.C., coming back to our discussion here of the gun control laws, Washington, D.C. has some of the most stringent gun control laws in the country, and yet it has one of the highest rates of gun-related crimes. Now, why do you suppose that is? Think about it. The criminals know where to go. They know people have been disarmed. They've handed their weapons in. Naturally, they're going to go target areas like that, aren't they? They don't want to go into areas where they know people are heavily armed and can resist them. No, they're no fools. This is what this is all about, guys. Washington wants criminals to be armed. They want law-abiding citizens to be unarmed. That's a fact. Just look at their policies. Strip away the rhetoric and look at it for what it is. It's quite obvious that that's exactly what's going on. They want this for many reasons. Criminals, first of all, aren't going to use their guns to defend themselves, to uphold the Constitution. They don't care about the Constitution. They don't live within the law. They're outlaws, just like the Federales. And because the Federales are outlaws, they want the criminals to be armed, because they're going to call on them. When the crunch comes and they get the little martial law going, they're going to let the prisons out, guys. They're going to let all these criminal thugs run free and promise them to have, permanent freedom if they cooperate with them and help them hunt down the dissidents that aren't handing their weapons in. The rebels, help us round them up and bring them to justice, and you'll have your freedom. Many tyrants through history have played this game, guys, and here it is now. It's being played on us right here in the land of the free. Yeah, you're free, all right. You're free as long as you sing the praises of this scam, unelected regime. You're free as long as you go along with these schemes and hand your weapons in and make yourself defenseless against the thugs, the ones with and without the badges. But if you believe in the Constitution, oh, you're not free. As a matter of fact, the FBI produced a pamphlet a few years ago, shortly after 9/11. This was distributed to law enforcement agents in the state of Arizona, and it gave them advice on things to look for to spot terrorism or potential terrorists. And one of them was to watch for those who have a strong support of the Constitution. I kid you not. It actually said that. That's how your government works today. That's how your government thinks today. Anyway, moving on here. Under the pretext, guys, of making our streets safer, our government is seeking to disarm us through increasingly restrictive gun control laws. They were pushing one last week that would prevent veterans from owning guns. And the reason they're giving is that, well, they're traumatized, they're mentally unstable. There's only one reason, guys, they want to disarm veterans. A, they know how to use their guns. And B, a great many veterans actually know what's going on in this country. And they will fight for their freedoms against this tyrannical monstrosity of a fraudulent system. That's why they want to disarm them. And they're using the guise of mental instability to get away with it. Yes, the head doctors, the modern witch doctors, the psychiatrists, the psychologists, the people that you can trust, they're mind science experts. They're a bunch of quacks is what they are. 99.9% of them, guys, are absolute fraud artists. They're in bed with the pharmaceutical companies. They want to get you on the dope so the pharmaceutical companies can make big money, and then they can get their little kickbacks. And oh, yes, they do get kickbacks. Don't you worry about it. A lot of the pharmaceutical companies will tell psychiatrists, hey, if you participate in a study we're doing, we just developed a new drug, and if you participate in this new study, we'll have you come speak at a seminar, and while you're here, we'll put you up in a nice hotel, and you can take a couple weeks off, and we'll pay for your vacation. And they do this stuff all the time, little perks. Oh, yeah. And so you can see it's to their advantage to prescribe as many medications to people as they can. And that's just what they do. Let me ask you something. How can a psychiatrist, on the one hand, tell people not to drink? Oh, drinking doesn't help you. It doesn't get rid of your problems. When you sober up, the problems are still there. In fact, they just get worse because you're not addressing them. Don't take to the bottle. But then they'll turn around and tell you to take to the pill. The pill does the same thing, doesn't it? It numbs you. It gives you the artificial sense of happiness, temporarily, until you sober up and then you can go back to the bottle again. The pill does the same thing, guys. It's the same exact thing, except the pill comes with the signature of the doctor, with the PhD. Psychiatry is a fraud. I'll be doing another whole show on that sometime. But this is what they do, guys. They call upon these head doctor nut jobs to try to declare you mentally unstable so they can discredit you, so they can get you on medication, so you don't become a threat to them. They'll commit you. They'll haul you away with the men in white coats. It's high time people wake up to what's going on here across the board, guys. They've hijacked every single avenue of society. They've got the education system controlled. They've got the media controlled. Obviously, the government is controlled. They've got organized religion controlled. Hijacked that a long time ago. I'll have more to say on that on a future show. Anyway, you know, you just look, guys, what's going on here. You got the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007. Look at the power grab that's going on here. It trashes Posse Comitatus and the Insurrection Act of 1807. It actually allows for federal troops to be used in domestic law enforcement. You're going to trust handing your weapons over to this kind of a system? Why take such measures to enact martial law, guys, unless you're actually planning to enforce it? Then we've got, Tommy Franks and his call for a military form of government. It's very obvious what's going on here. Attorney General Janet Reno, Associated Press, December 10th, 1993, actually made this statement when she said, "Waiting periods are only a step. Registration is only a step. The prohibition of firearms is the ultimate goal." So there you go. You want to know what lies behind gun registration? Gun permits, these things are only steps. The ultimate goal is to take away your rights to bear arms. That's it. That's the bottom line. This is what all tyrants in history have done, guys, before they implemented their complete control, their martial law, is to take guns away from people. Here's what Hitler had to say about this back in 1935. He said, "This year will go down in history. For the first time, a civilized nation has full gun registration. Our streets will be safer, our police more efficient, and the world will follow our lead into the future." Oh, well, they're following the lead, all right. This country certainly is, isn't it? Just like Hitler, they want you disarmed. Why? Janet Reno just told you why. She didn't mince words. She came right out and told you. Here's what the Communist Rules of Revolution states on this matter. Quote, "Register all firearms under any pretext as a prelude to confiscating them." Once you can get the suckers to register their firearms, then the government knows who has them, and they know where to go to get them when collection day comes around. So keep playing the game, suckers. Keep playing the game, you saps. Boy, are you a bunch of foolish idiots. Sarah Brady, chairman of Handgun Control, Inc., had this to say, "Our main agenda is to have all guns banned. We must use whatever means possible. It doesn't matter if you have to distort facts or even lie." And that's what they're doing, isn't it? Our task of creating a socialist America can only succeed when those who would resist us have been totally disarmed. They want to prevent you from resisting them because they want total control. And the only way they're going to be able to exert that is to disarm you. So they keep coming up with phony pretexts, or as she said, outright lies, to get you to acquiesce, to get you to hand over your weapons, you stupid saps. This country better wake up, and fast. You think you can trust a government that wants to take your guns away, you stupid fools. Charles Krauthammer, nationally syndicated columnist, in Detroit News, April 9th, 1996, had this to say: civilized society must disarm its citizenry. He goes on to say, ultimately, a civilized society must disarm its citizens. Passing a law like the assault weapons ban is a symbolic, purely symbolic move in that direction. Its only real justification is not to reduce crime, but to desensitize the public to the regulation of weapons in preparation for their ultimate confiscation. Did you catch that? This scoundrel actually admitted that it has nothing to do with keeping the streets safe. It's symbolic, purely symbolic, he says. Its only justification is not to reduce crime, but to desensitize the public. And to bring about regulation of weapons in preparation for their ultimate confiscation. Oh, there you go. Right from the horse's mouth. Or maybe I should say the horse's behind. They admit it, guys. They don't hide it. If you do your homework, if you dig deep enough, you'll discover they actually come out and admit, yay, they boast what their real agenda is. Take your guns away and exercise totalitarian power. Can I put it more simple and plain than that? At the 29 Palms Marine Base near San Diego, California, a survey was given to Marine recruits on May 10th, 1994. This same survey was also given around the same time, to U.S. Army Special Operations recruits. In this combat arms survey, recruits were asked if they agreed to the following. Quote, I am a United Nations fighting person. What gives the military the right to use U.S. soldiers, by the way, to fight for a foreign entity, which is what the U.N. is? Anyway, the quote continues, I serve in the forces which maintain world peace and every nation's way of life. I am prepared to give my life in their defense. That's funny. I thought our soldiers were supposed to defend the U.S. alone. Now they've got them defending the U.N. and its way of life. Anyway, let's go on. The next point here on the same survey. The U.S. government declares a ban on the possession and sales and transportation and transfer of all non-sporting firearms. A 30-day amnesty period is permitted for the firearms to be turned over to the local authorities. At the end of this period, a number of citizen groups refuse to turn over their firearms. Consider the following statement. I would fire upon U.S. citizens who refuse or resist confiscation of firearms banned by the U.S. government. And they're supposed to answer positive or negative. Yes, I would. No, I wouldn't. They were giving this survey, guys, to recruits at the 29 Palms Marine Base in San Diego back in 1994, as well as U.S. Special Operations recruits. You see, they want to know who they can trust to do their bidding. Are you going to turn on your own fellow citizens and do what we tell you, or are you going to be troublesome to us? If you're going to be troublesome, we'll send you overseas to fight our phony wars for us. But if you'll go along with it, we'll keep you here so that we can call upon you when needed to go after these dissident citizens who won't hand over their weapons like blind saps so we can control them. Once again, Can you possibly deny the reality of what's going on here? That they're after totalitarian power. They want you disarmed so they can control you, folks. You give them space, and they'll tell you it themselves in their own documents, and that's what I'm sharing with you right now. Amendment 2 of the U.S. Constitution states, a well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of the free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. End of story. But they're infringing left and right, up and down, back and forth, side to side, every day, aren't they? Coming up with all kinds of schemes, all kinds of attractive scenarios to sucker you into thinking you need to give up your guns. Just like the implantable microchips. Oh, look how great it'll be if Junior gets lost at the carnival, or if he gets kidnapped. Just go to your computer, type in his chip number, and instantly they'll locate him for you. So all the good little blind sheep parents are going out and getting Junior injected with the microchip. And they can track everything Junior does, everywhere Junior goes. Soon they can deprive Junior of being able to conduct any kind of transactions whatsoever, freeze his assets, you name it. Poor Junior. His mom and dad, I guess, had good intentions. They were just too dumb to figure out what was being done. Despite this clear warning, guys, of the clear wording, I should say, of the Constitution, U.S. citizens today are indeed being arrested for possessing a gun without a permit. The Constitution is their permit, okay? It has been the U.N., guys, behind this push for disarmament around the world, not only of nations, but of individual citizens as well, taking their guns away. Charles J. Hanley, in the Washington Times, May 24th, 1994 edition, had this to say. Actually, the name of the article was World Gun Control is UN Body's Aim. And here's what he said in the article. So quietly that even the gun lobby hasn't noticed, the United Nations is beginning to set its sights on global gun control. The UN Disarmament Commission has adopted a working paper that proposes tight controls on the gun trade in the United States and other member nations as a way of combating international arms trafficking. Did you catch that? They're going after individuals who own weapons, not just nations to disarm their arsenals, but individuals who own guns. You see, the UN, guys, is after total power. There's some real blind, gullible saps out there who, though they make detest Bush, they think the UN is their hero and it's going to march in and save us. The cavalry is going to march in, the UN. Folks, the UN is after the same thing the Bushy boys are after because they all work for the same crime bosses. They want total power and they know the only way to get it is to disarm you. That's why the U.S. is pushing these gun control laws, because it originates from the UN. UN is after global government, guys. That's what it's all about. Later on, in a related article, on the same page of this same edition of the Washington Times, we read this. The Clinton administration has agreed to participate in a discussion of ways for the United Nations to control the manufacture of guns and their sales to civilians. This represents the first UN effort to foster regulation of the multi-million dollar trade in small arms. Notice, small arms. They're not just interested in nations stopping proliferation of nuclear weapons. They want to disarm individuals as well. Make it a lot easier to impose the tyranny, yeah? The quote goes on, the UN working paper mentioned in the above quote declares that governments individually are impotent to deal with global arms trafficking and proposes harmonization of gun control standards around the world to make trafficking easier to spot and prevent. The arms per permitted for civilian use should be subject to controls at all points in the chain for production and or acquisition up to the time that they are sold to an individual. From then on, they should remain subject to monitoring and control, the paper says. Any harmonization would inevitably mean tightening controls on the loosely regulated U.S. gun business. So there you go, you see. This is what's going on, guys. This is why there's this big war against and within the NRA. It all stems from the UN. On September 25th, 1999, the BBC aired UN Targets Small Arms, in which it was reported that the UN Secretary General, Ben Kofi Annan, quote, told a special meeting of the Security Council that member states should adopt gun control laws, including a prohibition of private ownership of small arms. Can there be any doubt what's going on here and who's behind it? Do you not see the connection between the U.S. government and the UN pushing for gun control? Do you not see where this is all tending? The whole purpose for the Second Amendment, guys, was to enable we the people to defend ourselves against government abuse, or to serve as a buffer to prevent the government from becoming abusive in the first place. We see this point echoed numerous times in the writings of the Founding Fathers. Here's a couple examples. This first one is from Noah Webster. Examination into the Leading Principles of the Federal Constitution, published in 1787. Here's what he said. Before a standing army can rule, the people must be disarmed, as they are in almost every kingdom in Europe. The supreme power in America cannot enforce unjust laws by the sword, because the whole body of the people are armed and can be, on any pretense, raised in the United States. They know this, and that's why they're working so desperately to curtail your right to bear arms. James Madison, in Federalist Paper number 48, wrote this: Americans never need fear their government because of the advantage of being armed, which the Americans possess over the people of almost every other nation. But that's changing fast, isn't it, guys? Look what they're doing. Stop falling for the mind-warping propaganda that they've been inundating you with. Gun control, gun registration, all of these laws that are being passed, this one this past week with veterans, it's all nonsense. It's pure garbage. It's poppycock. They're dressing it up with all kinds of fancy bows and wrapping paper, but underneath, guys, it's still a lump of horse droppings. Make no mistake about it. The politicians who are pushing for gun control laws know exactly what they're doing. They're lying to you to get you defenseless. That's all there is to it. You know, I think of people like Noam Chomsky. I enjoy, reading some of his books. He's got some good information. He makes some good points. But let me tell you, the man is a fraud. He's shilling for the very system that he professes to be opposed to. Think of the schizophrenic rhetoric that he's spewing out. He tells you on the one hand how out of control this government is. They've been lying to us for decades. You know, they staged the whole Cold War just so they could maximize their profits and steal resources and exploit third world countries. He's right. He's right. He talks about Israel exploiting the Palestinians. He's right. He talks about media control in this country and how we're lied to about everything under the sun. He's absolutely right. But then he turns around and says we should turn our weapons in. Guns are dangerous. Guns are dangerous when they're in the hands of tyrants who lust for power. They're not dangerous in the hands of law-abiding citizens who believe in the Constitution and do not believe in absolute tyrannical control by their government. Do you understand what's going on here? Chimpsky is actually shilling for these phony fraud artists. How in the world can he say, on the one hand, that the government is wild, out of control for power, and then tell you that you should hand your weapons over to these same thugs? You've got to be kidding me. It's mind games. But because 99.9% of what he says is so true and on the right on the ball, he's got so many people rallied behind him. Oh, yeah, the great and mighty Chomsky. But then he drops a bomb like that, and these same saps who are so opposed to the corruption in government and the abuses of power are willing, because of this mind-warping propagandist, to hand over their weapons to the very system that they're protesting against? It's unbelievable. It's like me lecturing you about how dangerous it is not to lock your door at night and to leave your windows open and to not have your burglar alarm turned on. And then I turn around and tell you to give me the keys to your front door when I'm wearing a black ski mask and gloves and, touting a gun in my belt. It's unbelievable. Oh, boy. I don't know. The stuff people fall for in this country, it just frightens the daylights out of me how gullible they are. Let me go on to global warming. I've only got about maybe 8 more minutes left of the show here. I'll try to get through what I can here. Global warming, in a nutshell, guys, is a fraud, just like the gun control fiasco. It's a complete fraud, okay? There is some global warming going on, but let me tell you, it's man-orchestrated. And I'll save that for another show, go into detail how they're doing that. But what little is taking place, they're way overstating it. Because, you see, if they can create the illusion in your mind that there's this crisis of a global nature, then they can sucker you into thinking, and that's just what this is all about, that you need to have global government to manage it. Once again, it's all about global government. Everything. You know, Mr. Brown, who's replaced Tony Blair, back in February, he gave a speech. This is before he was even in office. And this is one of the reasons he wound up in office. When you make statements like this, the elites hear what you're saying, and, we like this man. He's doing the pucker-up game. Let's make sure he gets in power. He said that in order to combat the problem of global warming, we need to have, guess what? A global government. In fact, he called it by its proper name. He said, the New World Order. We need to have the New World Order. We need to have global control, yeah! Can you see how these guys are all a bunch of sellout pieces of trash? That's where this is all going. Hey, but don't take my word for it. Let me share with you some very interesting quotes here. Let's see. This one is from World Association of World Federalists, 1972. Listen to what they said. World Federalists believe that the environmental crisis facing planet Earth is a global problem and therefore calls for a global solution. A worldwide United Nations environmental agency with the power to make its decisions stick. In other words, total world control! Here's another one. Michael Oppenheimer, CFR member, Council on Foreign Relations. Have a lot more to say about them in future shows. Boy, they're one of the biggest riggers behind the scenes, pulling the strings in government. Here's what he said. Global warming, ozone depletion, deforestation, and overpopulation are the four horsemen of a looming 21st century apocalypse. The environment is becoming the number one international security concern. You see how they're pumping you up? Oh, red light, oh, it's an emergency. Oh, my only hope is world government. Everybody, just give your sovereignty over to us and we'll take care of this problem for you. They're creating global crises, guys, so they can have their global government. Timothy Wirth, former member of the CFR, once again, Council on Foreign Relations, and the U.S. Senate, as well as a former Undersecretary of State, made this statement, we've got to ride the global warming issue. Even if the theory is wrong, We will be doing the right thing in terms of economic and environmental policy. You see, they don't care if it's phony or not. Hey, it doesn't matter. Let's just go with it. If it works, if it suckers people to give over their sovereignty to a national or international government, then hey, let's go with it. A great many scientists, by the way, have been coming out and saying that the whole thing is a fraud. And it is. The Council of the Club of Rome, 1991, it's a European equivalent of the Council on Foreign Relations, like the Bilderbergers and so many of these other fraudulent, elitist-run institutions. Listen to what they said. In searching for a new enemy to unite us, we came up with the idea that pollution, the threat of global warming, water shortages, famine, and the like would fit the bill. On March 13th, 2007, Yahoo News reported, quote, here's that quote I was just making reference to. I said February, it was actually March. March 13th, 2007, Yahoo News had this to say, Gordon Brown, likely to be the next prime minister, will deliver a speech calling for a new world order to combat global warming. According to excerpts released by the finance ministry chancellor of the executor, Brown will also say, the United Nations should make the fight against global warming a core pillar of its international mission. Come on, guys. I mean, can it get any plainer than this? They're telling you outright, in their own words, just like they did about gun control, the quotes I read to you earlier. They're telling you in their own words, this whole thing's a fiasco. And, you know, even if it isn't true, hype it up anyway. Get the people rallied behind you. Listen to this one. Donald McGavin, in his book called Toward a New World Order, had this to say. In 1963, 15 Council on Foreign Relations, there we go again, they pop up all over the place, 15 Council on Foreign Relations leaders in the Kennedy administration met at Iron Mountain, New York, to formulate and promote the goal of world government. This special study group worked for 2 years to produce a document called the Report from Iron Mountain. On page 66 of this document, they wrote this, quote, it may be, for instance, that gross pollution of the environment can eventually replace the possibility of mass destruction by nuclear weapons as a apparent threat to the survival of the species. It constitutes a threat that could be dealt with only through social organization and political power. But it'll be a generation to a generation and a half before environmental pollution, however severe, will be sufficiently menacing enough on a global scale to offer a possible basis for solutions. Do you see what he's saying here? Or what this report was saying? These were experts from the Council on Foreign Relations who got together and said that polluting the environment, destroying the environment, would be a great way to rally people behind our cause for global government. We'll do it on a global scale. We'll deliberately pollute the environment. And then we'll come along and say, look, everybody, this is a global problem. The only way to solve it is through global solutions. We have to have a global government that can enforce its laws on a global scale. Everybody, you must join this global government now. It's urgent. Guys, they did this with global warming as well. Created this global problem to sucker you to accept their global solution, which is global government, just like the gun control issue, to make you powerless against their global tyranny. They've already done it in Canada. They've done it in Britain and many other European countries, and now they're trying to do it here. The only reason they haven't pulled the rug out yet in Canada and European countries, because they haven't pulled off their scam here yet. They haven't gotten people to give up their guns here yet. Once they do, then you're going to see where this is all leading. A lot more to this, but I hope I got my point across tonight, folks. These are two big issues, and both of them are leading toward absolute global tyranny. The environmental movement and this so-called global warming scam and the big gun grab fiasco that's going on. Recognize it for what it is and understand that when these thugs try to sell this stuff to you, they're lying through their rotten teeth. All they're after is absolute, pure totalitarian power. All right, guys, that's all the time we got for this week. Have a great week in spite of the corruption that pervades every direction we look. And we'll see you next week. Take care.